I'd like to call to order the Policy Committee of the Evansville Metropolitan Planning Organization. First item on the agenda is the approval of minutes from the previous meeting.
So moved.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Old business. Laura, project update.
Okay, we're going to start the update off with the City of Evansville's Oak Hill Road Project, Phase 2, from Pigeon Creek to Lynch Road. And as of 10:30 this morning, the project is officially open to traffic. For the Washington Avenue-Weinbach Avenue intersection improvement, according to NDOT's website, the letting date has been pushed back to January 14th of next year. On to page 2 for Vandenberg County, we have the Burkhart Road, Virginia Street intersection improvement. And again, according to NDOT's website, the letting date has been pushed back to November 13th of this year. For the Town of Newburgh sign replacement project, an RFP for preliminary engineering and construction inspection was posted on NDOT's website on June 10th with a response date of July 9th. Skipping to page 5, we have NDOT State Road 61 connector in Boonville. The project has been split into two phases to resolve geotechnical concerns regarding fill material placed in certain areas of the project. Phase 1, Millersburg Road, Askew Road to State Road 62. This phase includes a grading package and a railroad crossing reconstruction project and is currently set for letting on December 10th of this year. Phase 2 is the actual construction of the entire roadway. It is currently scheduled for letting on September 2nd of next year. The roadway is expected to be open to traffic by December of 2016. For the City of Henderson, we have their Green River Road project, Osage Drive to Woods Point Drive. A notice to proceed has been issued to the consultants. Construction is scheduled to begin the week of July 7th, next week, and the project is expected to be complete by October 31st of this year. And finally, on page 6, for the I-69 corridor in Kentucky, an $11.93 million contract has been awarded to Hall Contracting of Kentucky for improvements to the I-69 corridor through Hopkins, Webster, and Henderson counties. The contract completion date is currently set for August 1st of 2015. These improvements are designed to bring the existing roadway up to interstate standards. Want to add anything there? That's all I have.
Questions? Do we know a reason why they're pushing back those letting dates? Have they given us any?
Washington Weinbach, are you asking about Washington and Weinbach? Maybe right-of-way also, right-of-way issues, and I'm pretty certain that Burkhart, Virginia is right-of-way also.
Okay. Thanks. Any other questions? Okay. New business. Pam, TIP amendments.
Okay, we'll start with the TIP amendments. You have a memo in your packet, and I'll just kind of go through them real quickly. State Road 57, a pipelining project just north of 41, currently has fiscal year 2015 right-of-way in our TIP, and we are removing that. For State Road 61 pipelining, north of State Road 66, we're removing fiscal year 2015 right-of-way and fiscal year 2016 construction. This project itself under that DES number isn't going to be done as a separate DES number. It's going to be moved onto a different contract. The work will still be done. It's just going to be done under a different contract. That's all. I-164, the installation of new cable barrier on I-164 from Boonville and Harmony Road to north of Boonville and Harmony Road. We're removing the 2015 preliminary engineering from the TIP. On 41, we've got a pavement project from north of Lloyd Expressway to Boonville and Harmony Road. We're removing the fiscal year 2015 right-of-way phase. On State Road 62, small structure, adding PE in fiscal year 15 and fiscal year 16. Then a variety of DES numbers. These are all bridge maintenance and repair DES numbers. These projects are on State Road 62, 66, 68, and 161 in both Vandenberg and Warrick counties. Each one of these projects needs preliminary engineering, and so we're putting that preliminary engineering in 2015. They'll all be done under one contract, though. And then we're adding DES number 1400933, which is a QAQC program on state and county bridge inspection data. This project, this activity, is in the TIP for a previous year under a different DES number. We're just adding the new phase of this for fiscal year 15 under a different DES number.
Any questions? I entertain a motion for approval.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Item B, ma'am.
These are modifications. These changes have been made to the TIP, but we're bringing them before you today for informational purposes. So we have the Washington Avenue and Weinbach Avenue project, revising preliminary engineering to show $300,000 in fiscal year 2015. It's a 90-10 project with safety funding being used. Bridge inspection activities for Vandenberg County bridges, revising from 14 to 15 and then from 16 to 17. This revision is just to reflect what was negotiated in terms of the contract. Pigeon Creek Greenway and Mid-Levy Connection and Garvin Governor Stringtown Road projects for the City of Evansville. These projects are under development. They're currently programmed in the TIP for fiscal year 15 construction, but they will not be able to make fiscal year 15, so we're moving them to illustrative until we know which year they will fall into, and then we'll move them into the appropriate year once we know what that year is. For the Town of Newburgh sign replacement projects, we're revising the schedule and funding, and we're putting preliminary engineering and construction costs are now going to be 100% federally funded using safety funding. TE will be in 15, and construction, we're estimating at 16, but as we get a consultant on board, if we need to modify that, we can modify that to the appropriate year.
And we appreciate that. Thank you.
And then for the City of Evansville and Vandenberg County sign replacement project, we're changing the construction to reflect 100% federal funding for the construction portion. The CE portion will still remain 90-10.
Any questions? Thanks, Pam. Other business. Carrie, fourth quarter, quarterly report.
In your packets, you have the fourth quarter report. This is April 1st, 2014 through June 30th. I always like to comment on some of the traffic counts that we do in Indiana. We did 233 traffic counts for the quarter. Kentucky, we didn't do any because we finished those in the third quarter. Also, we did 9 TIP amendments and 23 modifications. And I did want to point out a couple of items. On page 3 of the Indiana one, you'll see job 502.5, the Met's comprehensive operational analysis. You can check that out if you're interested in the updates on that special project. And then towards the end, the very last page in the page 9 is job 509.7, and that's the Evansville Bike and Pedestrian Connectivity Master Plan. That's one of our other special projects that we're working on. And the final page, page 10, is job 509.8, the Regional Pavement Management Process. That's our other special project we're working on. So there's updates on those if you'd like to check those out. And as always, if you have any questions about what we do for the quarter, feel free to contact our office.
Questions? Thanks, Gary. Laura, rezonings? Or rezoning?
Okay, we have one rezoning, and this was recently in the newspaper. You may be familiar with it already. It's at the intersection of Walnut and Highway 41. It's the automobile dealership, D. Patrick.
They are rezoning property. Let's see if I can get here. This is only a portion of the property, I think, that they're taking, but part of it is already zoned properly. They're rezoning from R2, CO2, and C4 to C4 and M1. Our recommendation for this property is access should be restricted to New York Avenue, Kurth Avenue, and Sycamore Street, as these roadways carry less traffic and are classified for direct access purposes. As a minor arterial, any access to Walnut Street would need to meet the corner clearance distance set out in the MPO's access management manual, and NDOT should be consulted regarding potential effects of the U.S. Highway 41 Lloyd Expressway Interchange Modification Project.
Questions?
Thanks, Laura. I entertain a motion for approval of bills.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, we're adjourned.
That's good.